do you look afraid? What's going on? What do you mean I was growling in my sleep? And floating above the covers, that doesn't sound right. You must have been having a bad dream. I mean, the things you're saying are impossible. If you're awake, then you must have been hallucinating. How could I have been floating above the sheets? That's ridiculous. I mean, how is that even possible? Something must be wrong with you. Do you have a fever? Well, what can I tell you to make you believe that what you saw wasn't real? What do you mean you had your arms wrapped around me when I was floating? That doesn't make any sense, sweetie. But this thing that you think you saw in your mind seems like it was so vivid. You don't have to back away from me. I don't want to hurt you.
Okay, you're rather observant. And my eyes are still glowing red right now, aren't they? A little bit? I could see it on your face. Like, literally, I could see a bit of red light on your face. Okay, honey. We need to have a chat. I didn't want to tell you the truth because I wanted you to accept me for who I am. But I think, honestly, right now would be for the best. But yes, I'm what you would call a demon. I took over your girlfriend's body during the night. But it's not like what you've heard or read about. We aren't inherently evil. We're just victims of our circumstances. We punish the evil. That's our job. So in a sense, we're doing good. We're making the world a better place. There's a catch to it, however. And I'll tell you later, because you definitely need to know about it. Now, I could have wiped your mind or given you some hallucinations so that you could have doubts about what you'd seen this morning. I could have tried to fool you. But that didn't seem right. I felt compelled to tell you the truth about who I am, because I want to have something real with you, even if it's under these strange circumstances. I know the idea of this is frightening, but you don't have to be afraid of me. I don't want to hurt you. Your girlfriend? Well, that's, she's still in here too. I can see all of her memories, her emotions, her thoughts. This body is a vessel for me, but I have access to everything about her. I can see what she thought of you, too. Such good memories. And she did love you, but, actually, I shouldn't say that. It's not right. No, don't make me tell you that. Fine, but I'm doing it under protest. She was about to break up with you. You don't have to believe what I say. Just think about how things have been lately. There's been a tension that you cannot explain, hasn't there? She wanted to be with someone else. No, I'm not going to tell you their name. Because you'd confront them, or at the very least, you'd never let it go. And in this case, the person in question didn't even know. So it's not really important at this point. And besides, this isn't a problem anymore. Because I want to be with you. I want to live in this world with you. I can see the kind of man you are, the one you really are from these memories, and it's a lot to take in, but I think I might be in love with you. It sounds weird, I know, but it's true. And you have no reason to believe me, but all these things I feel based on what you did with her, said to her, felt with her. I want to think that I could have that with you too and more. This could turn into something real if you give me a chance. I'm like your girlfriend. With a little bit extra. Aren't you at least willing to just hear me out before you panic? I know this whole situation is bizarre, but I can see you may be open to what I have to say. I could make you think you love me with a few words and a touch, but if you let me stay, I want it to be for the right reasons. That you honestly, truly want me to stay. And it's your choice, your free will that allows that. But I can be whoever you want me to be. If you want me to be the woman you fell in love with, and only that, I'll try. But I think I can be so much more than that. I'm more powerful than you realize. I can be an ally to you in this world, if you're willing to trust me. I know I'll have to earn that, of course. But you have to give me a chance. And I'll believe in you.
I'll support you in ways she never did. You have dreams that you want to pursue, and not only will I stand behind you when you reach for them, but I'll help you. And trust me, that really means something because I do have the power to change your life. I can persuade and threaten and toy with the minds of mortal men and women. But not you, no. I'd never do that to you. For that alone, you should be willing to give me a little more time. But I do also have more to offer than that. I mean, I know there were so many things that she wouldn't let you do in bed. Or when she did let you do them, she tried to make you feel bad, like you were a freak, a deviant. But I won't treat you like that. This body will be your playground. And I am insatiable. You can be as rough with me as you want. We can try all the kinky things you ever wanted to do. Doesn't that sound like fun? Looking through her memories, I can see all those depraved acts you enjoy and want to do. And I'm not just going to let you do them. I'm going to beg you for them, because I know you wanted her to try some more adventurous things. You'd want that, right? You've enjoyed toying with this body in the past. Well, you have no idea how good it could be. But you have to do them with me in here. I'm worth knowing. I'm worth trusting. But you have to give me that trust if this is gonna work. If I sucked your cock, would that help make up your mind? I do love it when you smile like that. It makes my demon heart flutter in ways I cannot describe. So, open your pants for me. I could do it myself, but I don't want to fumble with it. It's been a while since I did, so it's best if you did it for me. Oh my, I guess the idea of face-fucking your demon-possessed girlfriend turned you on so much, didn't it? Just look at how hard you are right now. I know how to do a lot more things with my tongue than she did, don't I? I can tell you've been wanting her to be more aggressive with you, more needy. I can do that for you. It's that same mouth you love having around your cock. Only I'm willing and able to do so much more with it. I want to please you and make you mine instead of hers. You have to understand just how willing I am to do that. Of course I can make my eyes glow again while I do this. I guess you really do want to know I'm a demon. Is that a kink for you? Because if it is, my oh my, this is your lucky day. And I'm not like a succubus. I'm warm all over. And I'm doing all of this for you, not me. Because I want to make you happy. She could never deep throat a cock like this either, could she? And you wanted to fuck her throat so desperately. But she just could never satisfy you like this. Yes, pull my hair and drive your cock down my throat. Use my mouth as hard as you want. I can take whatever you dish out. I I can make this flesh capable of taking more abuse than you could ever know. I told you you could use me however you wished. And this is just a taste of how good it could be. I know you want to fuck me. You don't have to say the words. Like I said, I know you. I know exactly what you need. And right now, it's this body. Lay down on the bed, and I'll show you my appreciation. I'll let you see what you can have anytime you want. You just have to let me keep your body. And accept me. I know the thing you wanted her to do for so long. But she was too demure to let you have that experience. I want to sit on your face and suffocate you a bit between these thighs. Oh, I can see your cock twitch at the thought of it. I'm not going to make you beg for it, even though that would be so much fun. I'm going to let you have what you desire. You have to realize by now that I am so wet for you. I am so eager to please you, to make you happy. It fills my heart with joy. So take a deep breath, and I'll just pull your lips and nose hard against me. And you know exactly what you want to do then, don't you? You want to taste me? Push your tongue deep inside me and let my nectar drip into your mouth and down your throat. And at that moment, there will be so much you'll almost drown. I may end up coming on your lips depending on how into this you get. I taste just the same as her, don't I? Oh fuck, you're finally getting what you've always wanted, and I can tell you love every second of it. What you're doing is amazing. Why she never wanted this is a mystery to me. But maybe I won't let you breathe until you made me come. Aren't you glad I made you take that deep breath? No, I won't. I won't be that cruel. Catch your breath because we're not done. I can bend and reach over while we're doing this and start slowly stroking your cock in my hand. I know exactly how to make you groan, how to tease you just the right amount so you don't come yet, but I'll take you tantalizingly close. I can hear you moan down there, and it feels so good too. I'm so close, so responsive to your tongue. Was that as good for you as it was for me? Well, as wonderful as your tongue was, and feeling your desperation beneath me, I want more. I could lay down here beside you and wait for you, but, like I said, I'm insatiable. And I can tell that you're certainly not done either. So fuck me. Fuck me with wild abandon. I want to feel you on top of me. Inside me. Oh, you want to put my legs over your shoulders? You never did with this hurt. You didn't even try. But with me, oh yes, I am into this. and soon you're gonna be into me too. I can moan more than her, and you can make me come more too. We both know this, because you're so fucking amazing. I mean, I could leave this body after this and she would never know what she missed unless you told her. But I don't think you would. It'd be our little secret, wouldn't it? Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop fucking me. I want every inch. I want to have this experience with you, not just some memory. I want your cock in me. Oh, even if it is her body and not really mine. You've had your cock down my throat and your tongue deep inside me. You want to admit, oh, this is the best fuck you have ever had. And this is just the beginning of what we could do together. Oh. Every dark fantasy you've ever had, I can fulfill. But I have to stay here for that to happen. You have to want that too. Ask me to stay. Tell me you're happy with this. I know you are, but you have to say the words. Don't bind me to this world for now. I thought that'd be your response. I can feel myself getting stronger already. But you don't have to worry about that. There are other people in this world who should. But not you. Not ever. But keep fucking me. Every stroke is so good and I want more. Oh, you like it when I bite you too, don't you? I don't even have to ask. I can tell. You want to hear my demon voice? Why? I don't want you to. I don't want to scare you. Are you sure?
You're mine. Mine. And soon I'll be yours too. We'll be bound together and there'll be so much pleasure and some pain too. If you want to have it, or give it to me. I'm used to torment. And I'll enjoy every second of it. I can be whatever you want me to be. Just ask. Or beg. I don't care. I just need this.
I told you. Why are you smiling? You're such an odd fellow. But I've sort of like you a little more now, too. Well, I guess I can do it more if it's our little secret. Oh, but you're groaning so much. I think we're really going to enjoy our time together. I'm going to wear you out, and you're going to be in a permanent state of exhaustion and ecstasy. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Oh, you're about to come, aren't you? Well, then.
Come in me. You absolutely can't get me pregnant. Even if she wasn't on the pill, I control this body. And while I'm in here, your seat is inert. So do it. Look me in the eyes while you come to, and I'll come with you. I'll even make my eyes glow. You want that, don't you? Oh, you're just shameless, aren't you? But I love it.
Okay, now that we've done that, I should tell you what the catch is. We may have to kill a few people, but they'll be bad people. And the worse they are, the better it is for me. I'm an instrument of punishment, after all. But by doing this, you'll also be improving your standing, too. Up there. And down there, too. Let's be honest. It won't be so bad after the first few, and they will be bad people. People the world will be better without. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, and those who use their wealth and power to inflict pain and suffering on others. The kind of people who make the world a miserable place for others. Oh no, you don't have to worry about the punishment for your rather sizable lust at the moment. After all, this is a committed relationship. Even though someone else is in this body, we're just having some good dirty fun. And the murder? That won't be a problem either. You can trust me. But let's lie here for a while, and I'll let you get used to the idea of all of this. Because it's a low-risk, high-reward situation for you. But still, it's a lot to take in. We'll have lots of time to talk about it. Who's at the door? What do you mean you called someone about an exorcism? When? When did you have the time? Wait, I was crawling and floating for hours and you didn't call an ambulance? You called a priest? That's an odd set of priorities. But I have to admit, you did seem to understand the situation almost immediately, which makes my earlier lies seem a little silly in retrospect. But you can't let him get into the apartment. He'll sense that I'm here, and you know what comes after that. That's dangerous for all of us, because at this point, he won't believe you just found out. He'll think you're complicit. Well, technically you are now, but he doesn't need to know that. And trust me, it won't be pea soup, vomit, and pretty insults if there is an exorcism. It's so much more gruesome than that. This body could die in the process. But I won't kill him, because you wouldn't want that, would you? No. He's a good man, and you would be very upset with me if I harmed him. But he wants to hurt me, and we can't have that, can we? So, if you can get rid of him, then we can be together for the rest of your life. And if you want me to leave at some point, if you make that choice, well, your girlfriend can just wake up having what she thinks is amnesia, so she doesn't remember anything that we did together. Her mind will be like she woke up next to you this morning, no matter how far into the future that is. So we can do anything together, and she'll never know. It'll be between you and me, and whoever else we decide to play with. But that means you have the time to make a decision. But that can't happen if someone else intervenes. So you need to help me here, and send him on his way. Tell him you made a mistake and there was some other explanation. He's still going to want to come in, but you cannot let him. He's going to be suspicious for weeks, but eventually he'll forget, or he'll finally believe you were telling the truth. And that should be enough time for me to assimilate into this body, and then he won't be able to detect me after that. You'll do this for me, won't you? Please? I just want to stay with you. Thank you. You won't be sorry. I promise you. Hurry back. There's much more fun to be had. And then we have a job to do, and evil people to find, and... you know... You'll get used to it soon, I promise, and then we can be together forever. Won't that be so nice?